Yesterday.
我知道中國人嘅農曆年琴日正式完結。
So I hope I'm not breaking any rules or anything like that.
我希望冇犯咩規嚇。
Warm greetings to you in the name of the Lord this morning.
喺主裏邊向大家問安問好，你哋好。
Thank you, and Pastor Paul, thank you for the honor of bringing God's word here this morning.
thank you, you bringing the message to us today.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Greetings from my wife Marilyn this morning.
我都代表我嘅師母向大家問安。
We have a daughter that some of you know has triplets.
我哋其中有個女，大家可能知道，我哋有佢個有個三胞胎嘅嚇。
And they live on Vancouver Island.
佢哋住喺温哥華島嗰邊。
They have a house that they're getting ready to sell.
佢哋有間屋準備要賣。
So Marilyn's on the island this weekend pitching in.
所以我嘅師母今日唔嚟得到，因為佢今日喺嗰邊嚟到幫緊我個女手。
But she expresses her love and greetings to you this morning.
佢希望托我咧將問安帶俾大家。
I have a simple message for you this morning.
今次中我有個好簡單嘅信息俾大家。
From God's word.
從神嘅話裏邊嚟嘅。
Something that popped off the page for me in my devotional time a few months ago.
幾個月之前，當我靈修嘅時候，當我第一次讀約翰福音嘅時候，呢啲嘅神嘅話語再一次好似跳出嚟一樣俾我。
Now all the Bible is God's holy word.
我哋知道整本聖經都係神嘅話語。
But who else has a special love for the Gospel of John here in church this morning?
但係我哋當中有邊一個真係你特別中意約翰福音㗎？有冇啊？真係約翰福音好好啊！
Me?
除咗我之外，仲有邊個好中意約翰福音㗎？
Thank you.
哦，多謝你。
I love the Gospel of John.
約翰福音我特別喜愛。
And across the centuries, thousands of God's people have found light and truth and comfort in the pages of John's Gospel.
歷世歷代以嚟，成千上萬嘅信徒亦都喺從約翰福音裏邊揾到亮光、安慰同埋鼓勵。
I have one main point that I want to make with you this morning.
今日我嘅信息只有一個嘅重點嘅啫。
But in order to make that point, we have to get the big picture.
但我哋要捉到嗰个重点，我哋必须要褪后少少睇一个大嘅图画。
The big picture of the Gospel of John.
就系呢个约翰福音嘅一个大嘅图画。
There is a sense in which the whole Gospel of John is an answer to one question.
有一个嘅观念就系话，整本嘅约翰福音咧，似乎系要去回答一个嘅问题。
And that question is, who is Jesus.
那个个问题就系话耶稣系边个？
From the very beginning of the gospel, right to the end of the gospel, that question is answered.
其实由约翰福音开始至到末了，都系要答呢一个个问题嘅啫。
In John chapter 20,
喺约翰福音嘅二十章，
close to the end of his gospel,
就嚟到呢个福音书嘅结束嘅时候，
John makes this comment.
约翰咧，使徒约翰咧就做咗一个咁样嘅说话，讲咗几句说话。
He says Jesus did and said many other things that I have not written down.
佢话咧，耶稣喺门徒面前另外行咗好多嘅神迹，我冇记喺呢本书里边。
But I have written these things down in my gospel.
但系我记呢一啲嘅事喺呢一本书里边。
So that you may know that Jesus is the Christ.
叫你哋信耶稣，知道耶稣就系嗰位基督。
The Son of the Living God,
就是神的儿子。
And that by believing on Him,
并且叫你们信了祂之后，
you may have life in His name,
你就可以因祂的名得生命。
So He says, I've written my whole book,
祂说我整本的约翰福音，
to help you understand and know that Jesus is the Messiah,
就是要帮助你来到去知道耶稣就是那位基督。
That's how He ends His Gospel.
这个就是约翰怎样去完结他最后写这个书的时候。
Now he begins his gospel completely different from any of the other gospel writers.
我们都发现约翰写个福音书的开始和其他那三个福音书的开始都不同的。
And I know that you know all this.
我相信大家都知道的。
So it's review.
所以是一个温习。
Starts with the genealogy.
马太福音一开始的时候是一个家谱。
And Mark.Of John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus.
然后马可福音呢，就是那个使徒，那个约翰，施洗约翰开始为耶稣铺路。
And early in Luke's gospel, we have those passages that we read a lot at Christmas time.
然后路加福音开始的时候，就讲到很多我们圣诞的时候会读的经文。
How the angel comes to Zechariah and the angel comes to Joseph.
然后这个天使怎样来到约瑟，怎样来到这个撒加利亚。
But the Apostle John begins his gospel absolutely uniquely.
但是约翰写约翰福音是跟三个福音书都不同，是独特的。
He starts with the biggest picture of all.
他开始由一个最大的图画背景开始。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
What?
什么话？
What's a Word?
什么叫做道？
It's a unit of communication.
是一个沟通的语言的方法。
It is the words that help us communicate with each other this morning.
道或者话是我们大家沟通的方式。
In the beginning was the word.
太初就有这个的道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是那位神。
So that right at the very beginning, he begins to answer the question, who is this Jesus?
约翰就解答这个问题，到底耶稣是边个？
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初就有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the Word became flesh and came and lived among us.
这个道就成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢？
Who was with God from the very beginning?
哪个最太初的时候与神同在呢？
And then at one point became wrapped in human flesh and a human body.
然后在某一个特定的时刻，他成为人，有人的肉身出现呢？
Do you remember the first miracle that Jesus performed in John's Gospel?
你记不记得约翰福音记载主耶稣第一个行的神迹是什么？
What did he do?Water into wine.
水变为酒的神迹。
But did you notice that John doesn't call it a miracle?
但是你知不知道原文那里讲约翰不是讲话这个是神迹。
John is unique among the gospel writers in that he uses a different word for miracle.
约翰在那里的神迹用那个原本的文字不是用神迹来形容。
He uses the word sign.
他是用这个标记记标示嚟到去讲。
What does a sign do?
一个个标志或者标记系做咩噶
？A sign points you somewhere.
一个个标记或者标志系向你指向一啲嘅嘢。
I followed some signs.
我今日嚟嘅时候揸车要睇住一啲嘅路牌标志。
To Westwood Alliance this morning.
然后就嚟到高桂林宣道会。
Actually, Siri followed the signs.
其实系。那个的电话科技跟着那个的那些标记。
But the important thing, of course, is not the sign.
但是重要的不是那些的路牌或者标示。
The important thing is the street.
重要的是它指向的路向路径。
If you're going out for lunch after church today,
如果你今天完了崇拜之后去吃饭，
the important thing is not the sign of the restaurant.
更重要的你不是找到那间餐馆的牌。
That will confirm that you are in the right place.
你睇到嗰个餐厅嗰个嘅牌，只不过话俾你听，你去啱咗地方啫。
But the important thing is not the sign; it's the restaurant itself.
但系重要嘅唔系嗰个牌嗰个招牌，而系嗰个招牌话俾你听嘅嗰间餐馆你要去嘅。
So this is John's purpose when he calls Jesus miracles signs.
亦都系约翰用呢一个咁嘅形式话俾我哋听，主耶稣行嘅系神迹，不过佢用一个词话呢个系一个标记。
The sign points to the person.
呢一个嘅标记就指向呢个嘅人。
What kind of person can take H2O, the molecular formula for water, and transform that into wine? Good.Wine says the host of the letter.
是一个乜嘢嘅人，居然可以将 H2O 呢一啲嘅化学成分嘅水变成美酒
？The action, the miracle, is a sign into the identity of this one Jesus.
能够行呢一件事，行咗之后呢件事系指向呢一个嘅人系乜嘢嘢嘅身份
？And so when Jesus heals a paralyzed man, John calls it a sign.
所以跟住落去，主耶稣圣约翰记载，主耶稣叫一个瘫子起嚟行走。
Who can speak to illness and in authority make it leave？
约翰都系用同一个嘅字话，呢个系一个标示标记。边一个可以叫一个咁样嘅人可以起嚟行走呢
When Jesus has a little basket of fish and bread in front of him and feeds 5,000 people from it.
然后记载了五饼的二鱼，这个是一个标记，因为耶稣可以将五饼二鱼喂饱超过五千人。
John calls it a sign.
约翰同样叫那个是叫做一个的标记。
Don't just look at the fish and the bread that are being passed.
不要只是看着鱼和那饼是这样分的。
Look at the person who is doing this.
你应该要睇到边一个人可以做到一件咁样嘅事。
What kind of person could do this?
做到呢一件事嗰个系乜嘢人
？I can't do this.
我做唔到。
These are signs that answer the question, "Who is this Jesus?"
做到呢一啲事嘅嗰个嘅人都话俾我哋听，到底呢位耶稣系边一位？
And then there are a number of times in John's gospel that Jesus stands before people and uses an I am.
然后在约翰福音里面我们又知道很独特的记载，因为耶稣在人面前讲了很多次，他说我就是。
And this is only in John's gospel.
这个的讲法在耶稣的口里面讲出来，只是记载在主要在约翰福音。
I am the gate for the sheep.
我就是羊的门。
Everybody else who tries to aspire to spiritual leadership is like a thief and a robber.
任何嘅人你要经过佢又好入到个门里边，嗰啲都好似贼人一样，要先经过我。
I am the gate for the true sheep of God into the Father's heart and presence.
因为只有我先至系嗰个门去嚟到阻挡嗰啲假嘅事情。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
The person who eats of me, the person who takes me into their life by faith.
任何嘅人接受我，好似食咗我一样，于是乎就有呢个嘅生命。
I will sustain them forever and ever.
我就会支撑佢嘅人生，直至到永生。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界嘅光。
The raising of Lazarus. I am the resurrection and the life.
对拉撒路嚟讲，佢就话我就是复活，我就是生命。
And you notice what Jesus says.
你知道主耶稣当咁讲嘅时候
，He does not say, "I can give the gift of resurrection."
佢唔系话我可以俾呢一个复活嘅礼物俾你。
Although that's true.
虽然嗰个系真嘅。
He does not say, "I can give the gift of eternal life."
佢唔系话我可以俾你永生。
Although that's true.
嗰个都系真系嘅。
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
但系佢话咩呢？佢话我就是。
Those who put their confidence in me.
嗰啲人将嗰个信心摆喺我嗰度。
Though they die.
虽然死了。
They shall live again forever.
也必复活。
Because I am resurrection and life.
因为我就是复活同埋生命。
So on and on throughout his gospel, John keeps hammering away at this theme.
所以喺唔同嘅地方，约翰福音、约翰都系一路咁样嘅嚟到去强调呢个信息。
Who is this person Jesus who has turned the world upside down?
到底呢位耶稣系一位乜嘢嘅耶稣，可以将呢个世界改变过嚟？
So that's the 30,000 foot level.
呢个呢，好似喺三万尺嘅高空嚟到去睇约翰福音啦。
That's the backdrop to what happened when I was studying in John's Gospel one day.
当我有一日再去睇翻约翰福音嘅时候，上帝就俾我睇见呢个背后嘅背景同埋个大图画啦。
As John goes on this long journey answering the question, "Who is Jesus?"
正当约翰继续去解答呢一个问题，到底耶稣系边个嘅时候
，In John 3 and 4, it's like he takes a little detour.
然后我哋就发现喺约翰福音第三章、第四章，佢好似行咗一条另外嘅路一样。
And in the most beautiful and powerful way.
喺一个最美丽亦都系最有力量嘅方法里边。
He answers a different question.
佢开始答另外一个嘅问题。
Who needs Jesus?
边一个人谁需要耶稣呢？
Pastor Paul will read the text from John 3 and John 4 to us.
我哋依家嚟睇一睇《约翰福音》第三章，我读俾大家听。三章第一至到第十节，圣经话有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来作师傅的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣就回答说：我实实在在的告诉你。人若不重生，就不能见神的国。 尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来么？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母就问他说：怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说：你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在读到呢度，然后就第四章啦，关于撒玛利亚妇人嘅故事。第四章由第七节嘅开始吓。第七节那里有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说：请你给水我喝。那时门徒进城去买食物了。撒玛利亚的妇人对她说：你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说：先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说：凡喝这水的还要再喝，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说：先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说：你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说：我没有丈夫。耶稣说：你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
Word of the Lord.
这个是神的话语。
What struck me with fresh power was the purpose of God in displaying these two stories back to back in Scripture.
就是这两个故事前后相对一起摆在这一段的圣经里面。
And the incredible contrast between these two people.
然后我突然之间看到这两个人一个很强烈的对比。
Nicodemus is male in a patriarchal culture.
尼哥底母是一个男人，在一个父系的社会里面。
All of his life, certain doors have opened for him simply because of his gender. He is male.
因为他是一个男人，在当时的文化里面，就是因为他是一个男人，有很多的门会为他很自然就打开。
And not only is he male, he's Jewish, living in Jerusalem, in the southern kingdom of Judea.
不单止他是男人，他更加是一个纯种的犹太人，住在当时犹太的南国的地方。
Which means he is part of the majority culture that has its hands on the power and the influence of the culture.
意思就是说，他是当时主流文化里面其中有影响力而有权力的人。
He is not an immigrant who has come from another country into this place.
他不是一个外来的移民而入来当地的地方生活。
He is part of the majority culture that has had influence for many, many years.
他是在一个主流的社会，在当时是有影响力的，他是其中的一份子。
So not only is he male and he's Jewish,
不单止他是男人，不单止他是犹太人，
he's a Pharisee.
他还是法利赛人。
Now you know from your reading of the New Testament,
你读新约圣经的时候，你知道
there were a number of religious groups that were prominent in the stories of Jesus in the New Testament.
在新约的圣经里面有好几个好突出的宗教的团体在耶稣的时代。
But by far, the Pharisees were the largest and the most prestigious of those religious groups.
但是法利赛人在这些宗教团体里面人数不单是众多，而且是最有崇高的地位的一个团体。
The Pharisees as a party or as a group were very influential in the people.
因为法利赛人在犹太人的当中，在宗教的生活里面非常有影响力。
But not only is he male in a patriarchal culture,
不单止他在一个父系的社会里面是一个男人，
and Jewish and a Pharisee,
不单止他是纯种的犹太人，而且还是法利赛人。
He's a member of the Sanhedrin.
他亦都系呢个犹太嗰个嘅领袖嘅工会里边嘅一份子。
This is the Jewish ruling council.
这个是当时罗马政府允许的犹太人他们自治的一个群体。
It was made up of 70 elected Pharisees.
是由当时所有的人当中选出的70个人才可以入到这个犹太的公会里面。
And it's a group that had much influence and authority over the religious life of the people.
所以这70个人犹太的公会是有更高的这个管治的能力和权力。
To be a member of the Sanhedrin is to have prestige.
要成为这个犹太的公会管治的阶层，必须是有崇高的地位。
When you walk through the market and you're Nicodemus, people say, "Oh, there's Nicodemus. He's on the Sanhedrin."
当你去 TNT 行的时候，很多人都会认得出来，这个是公会的领袖，这个是公会领袖。
So Nicodemus is male and he's Jewish and he's a Pharisee and he's a member of the Sanhedrin.
所以他是一个男人，他是纯种的犹太人，他是一个法利赛人，他亦都是犹太公会的七十个里边的一份子。
And then our Lord Jesus calls him the teacher of Israel.
然后我们的主耶稣称呼他说犹太人的老师。
The teacher of Israel.
老师，夫子。
We don't know exactly what Jesus meant by that.
我们不是很完全的理解为什么耶稣这样称呼他。
Maybe he would describe all of the 70 members of the Sanhedrin with that phrase.
可能主耶稣这样称呼是代表着他所形容的那个犹太的公会的七十人。
But what must be true is that Nicodemus held some kind of very influential teaching officer position in the culture.
但是很明显，当耶稣这样称呼他的时候，这个的尼哥底母是在一些教导的岗位领袖上面。
So, through the eyes of the culture, through the glasses of the culture,
如果我们就这样戴上这个文化的眼镜来去看尼哥底母，
This man who has everything.
这个人拥有一切。
This is a man of prestige, influence, power, and authority.
有崇高的地位，有权柄，有影响力，有能力。
If anybody is in this culture, it's Nicodemus.
如果我们说形容任何有一个人真的在这个权力的核心，一切的文化的中心里面，就是这个尼哥底母。
If there's anybody who's at the heart of things in this world, it's Nicodemus.
在人的眼中来看，任何一个人，哪一个是在这个最中心点里面的，不能够不数这个尼哥底母。
And yet for all that he has,
但是他拥有的这一切，
Jesus looks into his soul.
主耶稣对住望住佢嘅灵，
and he sees the spiritual barrenness.
睇到佢灵里边嘅干渴，
and he says, Nicodemus, you'll never see the kingdom of God unless you experience a spiritual rebirth.
然后主耶稣话：尼哥底母啊，你除非要重生，如果唔系，你冇办法入神嘅国，见到神嘅国。
The culture tells him that he has everything.
文化社会告诉他，他拥有一切。
Jesus tells him that he does not have God.
主耶稣告诉他，他却没有上帝在生命里面。
And that's not a rebuke.
这个不是一个责备。
That's not a correction.
这个不是要改正他的什么。
Jesus is exposing his need.
主耶稣只不过俾佢睇见佢嘅需要喺边度。
Nicodemus, with all that you have,
尼哥底母啊，你已经有咗咁多嘅嘢。
What you do not have is what's most important of all.
好可惜，最重要嗰样嘢你仲未有啊。
That you experience a spiritual rebirth that results in the life of God giving you life.
唯有上帝俾你嗰个重生，你经历咗重生，你先至有最重要嗰样嘢，就系上帝嘅生命。
And please understand that the Lord Jesus is offering himself to this man.
当主耶稣这样跟他讲的时候，主耶稣其实是将他自己向他显明，邀请他。
Now the Samaritan woman is female.
那我们要来看另外一个，这个撒玛利亚妇人。
In a patriarchal culture.
在一个以男人主权的父系社会里面。
All of her life, there have been doors that were closed to her simply because of her gender as a woman.
只不过因为她是一个女人，所以在社会上面有很多个门都不会为她开。
And not only is she female in a patriarchal culture,
不单止她在这个男人主导的父权社会里面是一个女人，
but she is a Samaritan woman.
她更加是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And the text said that Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
聖經都話俾我哋聽，猶太人咧係唔會同啲撒瑪利亞人撈埋一齊嘅。
She is minority culture.
佢係少數嘅文化民族。
Looked down upon by the majority culture of the Jews.
而且被主流嘅文化睇唔起嘅人。
The Jews considered the Samaritans to be ethnically impure, racially mixed.
猶太人覺得撒瑪利亞人佢哋嗰個血統係打雜咗嘅，唔係純種人嚟嘅。
And the Jews considered the Samaritans' theology, their beliefs about God, to be corrupted.
而且猶太人覺得撒瑪利亞人佢哋嘅宗教系統、佢哋嘅神學都係搞亂咗、搞錯咗、唔純種嘅。
And this is why the woman says to Jesus.
所以呢個婦人就問耶穌啦：耶穌啊
，You a Jew are asking me a Samaritan woman for a drink of water？
你係一個猶太人，你問我呢個撒瑪利亞嘅女人嚟到攞水飲
？So she's female and she's Samaritan。
佢係女人，佢又係撒瑪利亞嘅女人。
And she's had five husbands and now she's living common law with a sixth man。
佢有過五個丈夫，依家又同一個丈夫同居，一個男人同居。
We cannot be dogmatic about the divorce and marriage customs of the first century.
我哋唔可以教条化咁样去睇当阵时第一世纪佢哋嗰啲嘅婚姻嘅情况或者法例。
But the overwhelming evidence from the first century.
但系喺第一世纪里边俾我哋睇见有啲好清楚表示出嚟嘅一啲嘅证据。
Is that women had no legal right to divorce their husbands?
就系女人喺当时嘅社会。冇法律嘅權力去同一個男人離婚。
If a divorce took place, it was because the husband divorced his wife.
如果有離婚出現，只有一個情況就係男人離婚呢個女人。
Now there is a possibility that this woman had been widowed.
亦都有個可能性，呢一個嘅女人咧係寡婦。
That perhaps she had lost a husband or two to death.
可能咧，第一個或者第二個丈夫都不幸去世啦，先後。
But common sense tells us that she didn't outlive five husbands.
但係常理話俾我聽，冇可能五個都逐個逐個死曬嘅。
Because word would get around.
因為到咁上下咧，啲人就開始講話噶啦嘛。
Don't marry so and so.
喂，第三個你諗清楚喎，千祈唔好娶佢喎。
Unless you want to die young.
第四個你想死就娶佢啦，咁樣樣。
So this is a woman who was probably rejected by two or three or four or five husbands.
可能呢一個女人係曾經被兩個、第三個、第四甚至第五個男人嚟到去拋棄拒絕。
One of the speculations across the centuries from Bible scholars.
過往嘅世紀裏邊好多聖經嘅學者去估計
，is that perhaps this woman was infertile. She was barren.
可能呢個女人係不能生育。
In a culture that prized children so great to pass the assets through the generations.
喺呢一個社會嘅裏邊，好重視下一代承繼產業嘅呢個嘅社會裏邊。
That if she was barren and infertile, that multiple men had divorced her for that reason.
好可能一個、兩個、三個男人就係因為呢個理由嚟到去同佢離婚。
So this is a woman whose journey has been one of rejection across her life.
所以好清楚呢個女人喺佢嘅人生歷程裏邊，經常出現被人拋棄拒絕。
In one of the churches that I pastored across the years.
喺過往咁多年裏邊，曾經有一個嘅教會，我做牧師嘅。
There is a woman who is loosely connected to our church.
有一個婦人同我哋嘅教會有一啲好比較疏遠嘅關係。
And her husband was divorcing her and chasing after a younger woman.
佢嘅丈夫好可惜，想同佢离婚，然后追另外一个后生啲嘅女人。
And I'll never forget the day that she said to me.
我永远都唔会忘记嗰日，佢话俾我听，呢个女士话俾我听。
When the person who knows you best in the whole world doesn't want you anymore, it cuts very deeply.
佢话如果一个好深认识你好多年嘅人，佢唔再要你，拒绝你。这个在心里面是很大的伤痛。
This dear woman has known rejection upon rejection through her life.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人一次又一次经历被人拒绝抛弃。
Is there anybody who could be more out than this Samaritan woman?
我哋想下有边一个人可以好似呢个女人咁喺一切嘅中心以外嘅人呢
？In contrast to Nicodemus, who's at the heart of everything.
你记得与呢一个人同尼哥底母去比较嘅时候，相距甚远。
It's difficult to think of a person who could be so far out from the center of things.
你好难想象有任何一个人好似呢个女人咁样样，完全离开晒一切。
And yet our Lord Jesus offers himself to her.
但是耶稣同样向她伸出她邀请的手。
Not as one more man in a line of men who have been present in her life.
不是又多一个男人要来到去令到她再一次伤心。
But he offers himself as Messiah, Jesus, the one who is the life of God.
而系耶稣话俾佢听，我就系嗰位嘅尼赛亚，就系嗰位救主，请救你。
Do you see what the Spirit is saying in John 3 and John 4?
你睇唔睇见约翰将第三章、第四章两个咁大对比嘅故事摆埋一齐，有乜嘢用意呢
？Who in this world needs Jesus?
到底呢个世界有乜嘢人需要耶稣呢？
The person who is at the heart of everything and has everything in the eyes of the culture can be spiritually dead and still need Jesus.
在一个好像尼哥底母这样样拥有一切亦都在一切的中心里面的人却可以灵里面是这么干枯好像死一样。
And the person who has no influence and no position and no prestige and has lived a life of rejection needs Jesus.
另外一边嘅就好似呢一个个女人冇权力、冇影响力，而且俾人厌恶、俾人排斥嘅，喺一切以外嘅呢一个嘅人。
And to both of these individuals, Jesus offers himself.
对呢两个极端里边嘅人，主耶稣都同佢哋发出邀请，将自己送俾佢哋。
He exposes their need.
主耶稣将佢哋真正嘅需要揭示出嚟。
This is why Jesus brings up the five husbands with the Samaritan woman.
所以主耶稣点解要提出嗰啲男人，其实要俾佢知道佢真正嘅需要。
That wasn't to embarrass her.
呢一个唔系太令佢尴尬嘅。
That was to expose her need.
唔系要去令佢觉得羞耻，只不过系要俾佢知道佢真正嘅需要。
She needed someone and something that a man could not provide to her.
佢需要一啲系超过另外一个嘅男人或者另外一啲嘅事可以俾到佢真正嘅满足。
She needed living water from Jesus.
佢真正需要嘅系由耶稣嗰度嚟嘅活水。
She needed the life of God at work in her body and in her life.
佢需要嘅。其实就是神的生命在祂里面来到去作工引导。
She needed to come into vital relationship with the Father, the Creator, who had made her for himself.
祂需要再一次跟这位的天父建立这个关系，是祂爱祂的，这个的爱的关系。
So this is what exploded off the page for me that day in my devotions.
所以当我在灵修，在读经默想的时候，这件事就好像在圣经里面跳出来一样。
I need Jesus.
我需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
Not just for becoming a Christian.
唔系只系因为你要成为一个基督徒。
Not just for the forgiveness of sins.
唔系净系因为你希望罪得赦免。
We need the life of God giving life to every part of us.
你需要，你同我都需要耶稣基督好似生命嘅粮赐俾我哋，以致我哋有呢个生命。
And we need His provision for all that we face in life.
我们需要祂来到去供应带领我们人生面对的种种。
And in the same way that he offered himself to Nicodemus and to this dear woman.
就好像昔日祂将祂自己提供给尼哥底母和这个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
And in the same way that his truth to them was very specific to their circumstances.
同样地祂给这两位的朋友一样这么重要这么真实的很仔细的内容。
So he offers himself to you in the place that you need him today.
同样地今日这位主耶稣发出这个邀请给你，希望在你现在找到你自己的处境当中都接受这位耶稣。
And he is accessible to you.
他很乐意来到去帮助你。
Because he embodies the Father's eternal love and affection for you.
因为他对你有永恒的爱不离 不弃的情。
Amen and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your message. 我们多谢我们的区长 Al Ramble 的信息。